Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
Did you get caught in that storm on Sunday? Happily, it came a day too late to spoil the cariolade taking place on the Bastion at Lectoure. I haven't seen so many people gathered together in years. And this in the week when in the UK, a million people have signed up to an AI companion app. For those who don't know, this is an entity designed to provide companionship, emotional support, and even perform tasks through text or voice. But not the ironing, I'll wager. So people prefer the company of an entity rather than the messiness and unpredictability of having to deal with real people. An earlier incarnation of this, I suggest, was when cafes started filling up with people working on their laptops, not interacting with anyone, filtering out the ambient sounds with their headphones. Why go to a cafe in the first place, I wondered, when you could be at home? But then, home may not be such a good place to be at all. Well, with the phone becoming the centre of our existences where we browse content, pay our bills, book our holidays, the talking part has rather slipped into the background. We're told that young people don't like making calls where they actually have to speak, hence the adoption of the AI companion. But I'm heartened by this weekend here in the Gers, starting on the 5th at Samaton. Sam Africa, the 26th festival of free concerts, street entertainment, workshops, walks, talks and gastronomic specialities in aid of humanitarian projects in Africa. The entertainment includes a ganguette along the lake, tables laid out with food and drink. All summer long, there have been ganguettes on the banks of the Garonne in Bordeaux and Toulouse, and of course along the Seine in Paris, immortalized in the late 1800s in those glorious depictions by Auguste Renoir of pink-cheeked young people all dressed up, carousing at outdoor tables beneath strings of ganguette, fairy lights to us. Women sitting on men's laps, couples kissing, others feasting. For ganguettes, you require four essential elements. You have to be outside, ideally with leafy trees above you, a stretch of water beside you, and the fourth element, which is what it's all about, conviviality, wanting to be with other people. In recent years, smoking bans brought people out of bars and onto the streets, and of course COVID did the same for restaurants. There are outdoor terraces everywhere now, but ganguettes were there first. And despite the march of the robots, the appetite for them seems to be growing. Perhaps as a counterpoint to the growing insularity of life. The tradition of people amassing to have fun goes back to at least the 18th century, with amusement parks and pleasure gardens such as London's Vauxhall, drawing huge crowds with pathways noted for their romantic assignations, tightrope walkers, hot air balloon ascents, concerts and fireworks. And earlier still, to the east, with the founding of the Bank of England in 1694 and Lloyd's of London earlier, for the enterprise of one penny, tricorn-hatted, bewigged gents from all backgrounds would gather to engage in lively debate, discuss the news and investment opportunities, drinking coffee for pleasure, as opposed to medicinal drink, the Red Bull of its day, puffing on their clay pipes, and absolutely no alcohol. These coffee houses were known as penny universities, so different from the dull coffee house chains of today. But there's nothing dull about this weekend in the Gers. In addition to African music, we have the Flamenco Festival in Condom, plus the Italian food market at the weekend. A concert of sacred flamenco songs at the Abbey de Flaron at 3:30 on Sunday, and at the Château de Flamarant, also on Sunday at 16:30, part of the Arter Festival, Jacques Simard, pianist and vocalist, will be performing. Choices, choices.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Have a good week.
www.dfm930.com.
And remember, it's good to talk.